dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
That's right. It's time once again for You Big Dummy. This is where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the dummiest. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Authorities in Texas said two men stole a 50-inch TV on a motorcycle. The Brazoria County Sheriff's Office said security camera footage shows the two men arrive at a home on a motorcycle and take a TV that had been screwed into a cabinet to the back patio. The men then fled on the motorcycle with the television sandwiched between them. Multiple witnesses snapped photos of the unusual sight. Police said deputies followed the motorcycle for a time, but then lost track of the suspects.
To the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy two. Man captured video of a slow-speed chase involving police and a person who left Walmart on a stolen motorized shopping cart. Daniel Williams captured video Wednesday. He spotted a police car chasing a man on a mobility scooter / shopping cart from a nearby Walmart. The cart appears to be running out of juice as the rider uses his feet to help propel the slow-speed vehicle. Oh, man. Police said that the man was stopped without serious incident. The Walmart store declined to pursue charges in the case. Fred Flintstone over here.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy three! We have a reader this week. And by the way, you can be a reader too. Find the link to a funny dummy story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, I'd like to read this on the air. Dan will hook it up. You'll not only be on the show, but you will also get some Lumel Nauties. And our reader this week is Steve. For being our reader, he wins a $25 Lumel Nauties gift card. Lumel Nauties is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations, or you can order online at lumelnauties.com. Take it away, Steve.
Authorities say an Iowa woman was pulled over and cited twice for speeding in western Nebraska, the second time after hitting 142 miles per hour. Lincoln County deputies say that the 31-year-old woman from Council Bluffs, Iowa, was first stopped around 1 a.m. Saturday. A deputy cited her and let her leave. The deputy says she accelerated away rapidly and soon exceeded the speed limit. They gave chase again as she hit 142 miles an hour and finally stopped a couple miles west of Hershey, Nebraska. She was arrested on suspicion of willful reckless driving. Online court records don't show that she has been formally charged. And now back to you, Nick.
Well, if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummies.
So, my question, Dan... 142 miles an hour. What was she? What was she driving?
You know, I didn't see that in any of the stories.
I mean, she couldn't have been driving a Honda. I mean, 142 miles an hour. What kind of, I mean, was she driving a Ferrari? What are we talking about here? I mean, 142 miles an hour twice.
Well, the first one was 92.
Oh, 92. And then she.
Mustang.
It was a Mustang. 142 miles an hour in a Mustang. Well, it must have been a souped-up Mustang. Can a regular Mustang do 142? No way!
No, the governor. They had to disable the governor.
Oh, my God. Sorry, but I just, as soon as I heard that she reached the speed of 142 miles an hour, I'm like, okay, well, that guy wasn't...
Oh, it's funny. I'm seeing her name now. Her name's Michelle Rodriguez.
Wait, hold on a second. What is it? The comedy is continuing to our next segment? Dummy number five. No, four. Sorry. Dummy number four. I'm sorry, I'm a dummy. Dummy number four, not dummy number five, dummy number four. By the way, you can check out this photo on our Facebook page. It's always fun to look at these dummies on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show right now. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us and check out the photo from this dummy. Police in Canada cited a driver who was spotted traveling with multiple large wooden planks sticking out of their windows. A photo tweeted by the Peel Regional Police shows a car with the wooden planks sticking out of the driver's side windows. The planks extended several feet out from the car. The driver was issued a $123 fine for driving with a, quote, insecure load. $123, that's pretty specific, isn't it? For driving with an insecure load, and you got to see this picture of the planks sticking out of the guy's car. Photos on Facebook, right here. So,
won't be long before we'll hear the pitter patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you: D-U-M-M-Y. Period.
All right. We got a break here for the news. We come back. We got one more dummy, and then the voting shall commence for you, big dummy. Michelle Rodriguez. All right. So we got to take a break here. We got the news, and then one more dummy story, and we will vote, and then we have the rest of the regular stuff that we do here on Friday morning. That's all coming up. So. Right after this, which is the news. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 18th floor, 303 Wacker. It's Friday morning, and that means Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. Now we're doing You Big Dummy right here on WGN. Here till 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5, and my main man, Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. We have one more dummy to tell you about, and then we shall vote. So, let's get back to it. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. An Arkansas man accused of trying to steal a commercial jet told investigators he thought piloting the plane would involve little more than pushing buttons and pulling levers. Investigators say that the 18-year-old wanted to fly to an out-of-state concert when he hopped inside an American Eagle jet at Texarkana Regional Airport. The Texarkana Gazette reports that he was inside the cockpit when he was arrested early on July 4th. He was charged Monday and remained jailed Thursday on commercial burglary and attempted theft of property charges. Envoy Air operates the plane. The company says that the 44-seat jet wasn't damaged. Miller County Jail records don't list an attorney.
dee, de la dee dum is dummy. Yes, Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
All right. Time to vote. Yeah, good week, dummies, all over the world. All right, let's do a little recap here. Dummy number one was the guys who stole a TV on a motorcycle. And next was the guys who tried to steal a motorized shopping cart from a Walmart. The woman who got pulled over for speeding and then got pulled over for speeding again, reaching 142 miles an hour. Next was the guy transporting large planks of wood hanging out of his window of his car. And you can see the picture on Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And then the guy who tried to steal a plane to go to a concert. Okay, Dan, pick a dummy.
All right. So, you know, I don't remember last year we had like the rash of peoples who were riding motorcycles with like panda heads on.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the rash of people trying to steal things on motorcycles is, but
that's two weeks in a row.
That's a dumb trend.
Yeah.
Whenever I pass somebody going really slow on the expressway, I justify it by them being like, "You just got a ticket. You just got a ticket. It's probably why you're going so slow."
Right.
So the fact she went twice is pretty dumb.
Yeah.
I searched very hard to try to find out what concert that guy was going to, because I think that would have put it over the top.
I think so,
depending
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But because we don't know, I think I'm going to have to go the guy who went Fred Flintstone on the Walmart shopping cart.
The guy who went Fred Flintstone on the Walmart shopping cart. Yeah. He runs out of juice, starts pedaling with his feet. All right. Esmeralda, which dummy would you care to cast your vote for in the dummy competition of dummies?
I'm going to... The dumb off.
The dumb off.
I am going to also go with the shopping cart barefoot man,
mm-hmm.
just because I enjoy being barefoot.
Ah.
So.
Okay. But also, you know, the fact that you're chasing like a motorized cart is funny. And it reminds me of the episode of Seinfeld, because everything reminds me of an episode of Seinfeld. But it reminds me of the episode of Seinfeld when George pretended to be handicapped.
Oh, yeah.
And he had the motorized vehicle. He had the motorized like scooter, and the elderly people with the other motorized scooters, they're chasing him down the street.
Oh yeah, it was like a scooter gang.
Yeah, it was great. So, all right, you know what? I'm going to agree with you guys. It's unanimous. But I agree with you 100%. Had we known what concert this guy wanted to go to, I think it would have put over. I would have been able to. I would like to think it was a Three Doors Down show. That's what I would like to think. But I mean, not bad. I mean, you're just trying to steal a plane. The planks of wood hanging out of the car are really funny. You got to see that. And the two dummies on the motorcycle with the TV, also good. But our winner this week is the motorized cart madman, Fred Flintstone. So there you go. We'll do it again. Well, I won't be here next week. I'm on vacation. That's right. I always take the week off of after Flashback Weekend, which is happening this weekend. I always take that week off, and I want to thank Brian Noonan, who will be sitting in for me all of next week while I'll take a little resty rest. All right. Are we ready to do this? Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not ready to do it yet, but I can do big and be ready. And there we go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Oh,
Out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
There it is. Straight out of context, everybody. We do this every Friday as part of our regular Friday features. And then this is you. You listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time on any show says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, we can start now,
so everybody will have to forgive me. I am having a problem with my document of information, so I have who these out of context are, but I don't have who sent them in. So thank you, everybody, for sending them in.
Okay.
But we'll start without it for now. So this first one comes to us. It is of Justin Kaufman. Oh, hang on. Waited.
Okay.
That's right. They could talk about their junk, get their junk evaluated.
Yeah, that's a regular feature. Checking, he checks out a bunch of junk.
Mm-hmm. Every week.
Every week. Okay.
This next one is of Mary Vandeveld.
Sometimes it's an in and out movement.
Oh, come on now. Come on, Mary. Wow. Wow. Do we know what she was talking about?
She was talking about an exercise move.
An exercise move.
Called the dead bug.
The dead bug?
The dead bug.
All right. I will accept that.
Next one is of Bill Leff.
It's just really soft.
it was also kind of a creepy tone, right? Don't you think it was a little creepy? Much. All right.
And before we break here, you and Esmeralda.
I don't think you should touch any more equipment.
In those pants? Hard.
I can't touch this. If you touch the button, everything's going to explode. Oh, God. Oh, that's because Esmeralda, every time she comes into this studio to join me during the last half hour, she breaks all kinds of stuff. That wasn't a dirty conversation at all, right, Esmeralda?
No.
No, of course not.
Breaking microphones.
That's exactly right. All right, we have to break. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we got more Straight Out of Context coming up, and we got the Nick D Show Spies, and then we will kick off our funky Friday with Friday Fly Jams Friday. All right. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. It's Straight Out of Context, our weekly feature every Friday where we play back filthy stuff. You listen to the radio station 24/7 whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, makes you giggle. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, let's get back to it.
Let's get back to it, and we will start with you. This is from Peter and Wild Bill.
It was a three-way. Was it James Franciscus?
Nope. No.
What was I talking about?
It was Esmeralda's request last week from her friend Dan Glomsky.
Yeah.
Because Dan Glomsky gave the Flag Jam Friday pick to V,
and then V gave it to Esmeralda. There we go. All right. And I actually said that?
Mm-hmm. Wow. You knew it, too, at the time.
Oh, okay.
Doug in Kansas City sent in this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
That it's like thick. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
What were we talking about?
The water on Mars.
Oh, the water on Mars. That's right. The salt water that was discovered on Mars. Okay.
Jay sent in this one of Roe.
That's why we used to hot racket in college.
Oh, man. Jeez. All right.
Diane of Naperville sent in this one of Wendy.
You can just do it on your computer and release it.
Oh, come on now. Oh, man. Oh, all right.
Next up, Pat from Joliet and Lake Geneva Dan sent in these of Lou Manfredini and Joe Brand.
Touching the listeners. I like that. What are you giggling? Hashtag touch me.
Touching the stuff that matters.
Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you.
Can't touch this.
What in God's name? What? Esmeralda, you have any explanation for your friend Lou Manfredini's behavior?
Oh, it's so good.
Man. That was just a mega. Wow. Well, he's touching listeners?
That's what he wants to do.
He wants to touch listeners.
Metaphorically, he says, but we all know.
Okay.
Brian J. sent in this one to me. I usually go with hand motion.
Okay.
Brian and Kate from Elgin heard this one of John Williams.
Yeah, I ain't got a special tool, trust me.
Oh, John. Oh, boy. All right.
Kathy in Antioch sent in a late entry of Lou.
This is the first time I've worn pants all week.
What? Wait, okay. One more time. I got to hear that one more time. We got to hear that one more time.
This is the first time I've worn pants all week.
That's our Lou.
Oh, my God. Wow. All right.
Oh, man. Brian and Kathy and Antioch heard this one of Justin Kaufman.
I would do the Rock.
At least he had pants on. Lou, no pants all week.
And, all right. And finally,
yeah.
Tony sent in this one of you.
And I will be doing Dana DiLorenzo. Well, wait a minute. What? Did I actually? Is that really? That I said that? Her Q&A.
Correct.
Okay.
We may have edited out the part about Ray Santiago and Q&A.
Oh, I see. I see. So, like, I will be doing Dana DiLorenzo is what you...
Yeah, that's how this bit works.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of Dana DiLorenzo, she is going to be at Flashback Weekend all weekend, and she's nuts, and I got to hang out with her last night for a little while, and she's very excited about the weekend. The Flashback Horror Convention starts today at 4 o'clock, or 3 o'clock, actually, 3 o'clock, and then it runs through Sunday, after late Sunday afternoon, with incredible screenings, outdoor screenings of Child's Play, outdoor screenings of Fright Night, complete with cast members and the director of both movies, Tom Holland. There is a reunion of Friday the 13th, the final chapter, with a bunch of actors from that. And then they're going to have five different Jasons. And you can get the Jason, you get a photo op with the Jasons in full costume, five Jasons. Now, the one thing about this that's fun is that each Jason looks a little bit different, even if they're all wearing hockey masks. They had a different look to them. But the one Jason, Steve Dash, who played Jason in Friday the 13th Part 2, that was pre-hockey mask. So he's going to have a gunny sack on his head, with one eye hole cut out. So you get varying Jasons. You get a picture of that. You get a picture of Stephen Jeffries in full makeup as Evil Ed, with the fangs and the weird eyes and the hair and all that stuff. You can also get photo ops with all of the guests. Sven Gulli is going to be there tomorrow, our good friend Sven Gulli. You can get photo ops at 1:45, and then from 2 to 4, he's going to sign autographs and take pictures. And then at 4:20, he is going to host the Sinister Visions costume contest, which for my money is the highlight of the entire weekend, because he's hilarious and the costumes are great. And there's all kinds of other activities, and Dana DiLorenzo, the aforementioned Dana DiLorenzo, and Ray Santiago from Ash vs. Evil Dead, they will be there together having a reunion, taking pictures, signing autographs, and I will indeed be moderating their Q&A. There are other screenings as well. If you would like to check it out, they're going to be screening movies all weekend in different rooms. Esmeralda, one that I think you might enjoy. They are screening on Sunday, or I'm sorry, on Saturday, they are screening Leaf Blower Massacre 2.
Oh, much better than the first one.
Leaf Blower Massacre 2 will be shown, which is a true classic, and tons of other great stuff. Ron Fitzgerald's going to have his great magic show. That'll be Saturday night at 11 o'clock. It's live on stage, and it's really a lot of fun. He's very, very good at what he does. And then also another screening on Saturday night at 11:30. They're going to screen Friday the 13th, Part 4, the final chapter, with the cast there in attendance, and they will present the movie. So all of this stuff is happening this weekend, and it's the Crown Plaza, Chicago O'Hare and Rosemont. And also, while you're there, while you come out, you should visit the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant, which I've never been to, but I will this weekend. I'm very looking forward to it. So if you're a Caddyshack fan, the Bill Murray fan, the Caddyshack restaurant, and the really cool thing about this, Dan, I told you about this. The Caddyshack restaurant, Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant, which is at the Crown Plaza Hotel right there, has put together a special horror menu. So they've got horror menu items that are, you know, that were inspired by the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and The Exorcist, and The Devil's Rejects, and all kinds of other stuff. So it's going to be a fun weekend all the way around, and it's at the Crown Plaza, Chicago O'Hare. That's in Rosemont, and Yeah. So, and check out flashbackweekend.com for more information. And you got to get the tickets at the door. The advance tickets have stopped, so you have to get the tickets at the door. So you might want to line up a little bit early tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday just to get your tickets. But it's worth it, and it's going to be great. So it'll be fun, and I'll give you all the stories and everything next week when I get back after my little vacation. And then, yeah. So, all right. So. There you go. Why don't we take a break here? We got the news coming up. Then after the news, Dan, we'll do spies.
We do have spies.
We have spies, and then we'll do, what are we doing? The Fly Jams Friday. Okay. See, it's getting close to the end of the show, and I'm losing my mind. All right. We'll be right back with the news. What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody. Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. Like us.
All right. We are ready. Hi, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skylines studio. And we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Fly Jams Friday coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, we've got Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen 24/7. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, jot it down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com and become a spy. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
All right, our spies this week were Peter and Decatur, Brian, Tom, Jim, Mary, Kate and Glenn, and Wild Bill. And our first cut here was Justin Kaufman talking about last week's big movie and your thoughts on it with Dean.
Well, let's talk Mission Impossible, Fallout, the film. The reviews are coming in. This is we were talking to Nick DiGilio yesterday about this. This is the only vehicle for Tom Cruise that makes money. The rest of Tom Cruise's career at this point, they're bomb after bomb after bomb. They might be good movies, but they don't do well at the box office.
I mean, some of his other ones, Jack Reachers and others, have done okay, but nothing even remotely close to now the six Mission Impossible films that he's done that started... I want to say back in the year 2000, which is amazing that he's been doing this character and this franchise for nearly 20 years, and there are no signs of slowing down with this.
So ready?
It's 22 years, Dean. It's the first movie was in 1996. 22 years, and that movie rules. So, yeah. His other movies I don't know. People go and see. They go and see him in the Mission Impossible movies. So they don't get to see anything else. What's going on?
I'm just having technical difficulties.
Oh, okay. Are we raring to go?
Apparently so.
Okay.
Go ahead. Please finish your thought.
No. It's cool.
So, all right. Next up, Jim Toronto. Anytime he fills in, likes to bring a scent, a Glade scent that he sprays in the studio called Cashmere Woods, which he loves quite dearly. And on a recent fill-in, he got to spray it for the first time in the studio, kind of christen the studio. And Roger Bradish brought some interesting sound effects.
So ready?
Ready. Hold
if
on.
Not more.
I got to give you the drum roll. Ready?
Yes. Oh, you have
right.
a drum roll?
Ready? I'm going to hear.
Oh, there you go. Oh, wow. Yeah, there's no wait no special effects spared here.
Hold on a
oh,
second.
My God.
I go.
I had better special effects in college. Okay. It is now officially christened.
There you go.
And that's probably one reason why Nick DiGilio never doesn't use this studio. He uses the old one because he doesn't want to smell my cashmere woods.
I think he asked last week if you had been in there. I think maybe. I don't know.
Right. Hey, do I want to smell Jim's cashmere woods? What do you think?
It is a lovely scent.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not why I love the fact that he referred to this as the old studio. Maybe that's why Nick doesn't use this and he uses the old studio.
It's like the older twin, like, I'm older by 7 minutes.
Exactly. All right.
Finally, I don't know if they were doing the same topic we did or kind of a similar one, but Bill and Wendy were talking about songs you should not play at your wedding.
Oh.
And Mary Vandeveld stuck up for you.
Right. No, the purpose of this, Wendy, is songs that will clear a dance floor
okay,
if they're
so
played
not
at the reception,
okay.
not necessarily at the church.
Can I just interject one more fact?
Yeah.
Mary Vandeveld's dad played at my wedding.
Oh, I knew that, but that's a strange coincidence.
Right. We didn't know each other then. But
that's a very strange coincidence.
And what was your favorite song they played?
The Girl from Ipanema? No, Girl Talk.
Proud Mary.
Neil Hefti, yeah.
Girl Talk. All right, so according to Huffington Post, do not play these at your wedding reception. You'll upset people. Number one, and this would be high up on my list, too. Boy, I hate when this is played, the chicken dance. Isn't that awful?
I did not have that.
Horrendously bad.
I don't like it. Nick DiGilio loves the chicken dance.
How can he love it?
I don't know.
Wake him up. There is no way someone can love it.
Oh, yeah, he said it should be played at every wedding.
No. I say that that's a sign that this wedding is not going to last.
Don't say that.
I mean it. I mean it, Wendy.
There are about 80,000 people listening right now that had the stupid chicken dance at
their
wedding.
And they're nodding. They're going, Bill, you're right. Our marriage fell apart. The second the chicken dance started, we went, this was not meant to be.
Well, it was played at both of my receptions, so maybe Bill's onto something. Hey, Mary, the chicken dance. I love the chicken dance.
Well, it's okay. I don't mind it. It's better than the Macarena and,
electric
slide.
I have to explain really quickly. I have an extra special connection to the chicken dance in that I directed a play, Mary, called White Trash Wedding and a Funeral. And it became a huge hit, and it ran for like 3 years. And in it, a major plot point in that show was about the chicken dance. It was about how they wanted to kill this rich aunt and get her her inheritance, and they were going to do it by playing the chicken dance over and over and over again until she had a heart attack and died.
Oh, man.
And so every night during that show, we would play the chicken dance, and everybody would go nuts. So that's one of the reasons why I love the chicken dance, is because that show meant a lot to me, and it was a major part of the play.
But did you kill anyone in the audience?
No, didn't kill anybody in the audience.
Oh, thank goodness.
And in fact, didn't kill the aunt. She was faking. And but you get to hear the chicken dance about 12 times during the show. So that's why I have a special attachment. But I also think the chicken dance is fun. So
it's not as bad as some of the other ones.
No, they're a lot worse than that.
I mean, they're
a lot worse. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody, for spying.